Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called the Strap. The ingredients you need: 3 ounces of 3 Olives brand rose vodka, or whatever vodka you want to use, because they didn't sponsor this episode.
You do?
3 lemons, some club soda, and some ice. So you are going to pour the ice into the glass, add 3 ounces of vodka along with the juice from 3 lemons, top it off with the club soda, and add a lemon wedge, and there you have it, the Strap, straight to it.
I have never had the rose vodka, but... when I was in college, I used to get the 3 Olives cherry all the time, and I would make a similar drink. I didn't get club soda, I got Sprite, but same thing. Yeah.
Have you ever had a Strap?
On?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh.
But I bet you have. Welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions, you guys. We want to remind you guys about the live shows coming up. July 20th, we will be in New York City at Caroline's on Broadway, and then July 28th we will be in Philadelphia.
We will be in Philly at Helium. We want to see all the Meek Mill niggas. That's where he's from, right? If you got a beard and it's glistening, come on.
That's not the same as a Meek
Mill. I was just giving a diverse group of niggas.
I just want to see my type, but everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome.
And it's very important that we stress the live shows are not just for bad bitches. The bad bitches, the ugly bitches, the men, tall and short, old and young. If you're coupled, if you're single, gay, straight, come. This is a show for all the people. Put the link in the group chat. Send it to Bae. Girl, if you never plan a date for your man, this could be the date night. It's fun. It's you get to dress up, wear your booty cheeks out.
And you're probably going to have sex afterwards.
You're probably going to have sex. You can come buy the game if you just don't want to buy it online. You want to buy it in person. We will have it for sale there. Come through, show out, and have a good time. Let your hair down, baby. Girl, it's Operation Pop That Pussy. Hot girl summer. Turn the fuck up.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get to weird sex, and then we have a few things to discuss today.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. Man is absolutely not necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
So this is a story that many of you guys have been sending me back to back to back to back to back. At this point, it will have happened a few weeks ago. Maybe somebody missed it. You weren't on social media. You don't watch the news. This man was getting head in the car, which is fun, might I add, to give head in the car. It's a nice way to spice things up, but you have to be careful because this guy ended up driving head-on into a FedEx truck. And, and there were pictures of it. This happened in Florida. It sounded like some Florida shit. Look at them all laid out on the ground with his pants down.
So they didn't die.
No, they didn't die. It's unclear at the moment if the people are going to be charged with any sort of crime. I just, I don't know. They also said that last year there was a guy in California who's a construction worker, and he was allegedly drunk, high, and getting hit when he backed Come his on. Pickup truck into a group of three patrons sitting outside of a San Jose bar, killing one. So that one was a lot more traumatic.
Fatal?
Yeah. And then for one of them. So be careful. Maybe don't pull out the Glock 3000 in the car. Wait until you get home. Just do a little tease. Just put the tip in.
Just wait until you get home to pull that dick out. I don't like car sexual activity.
Why? You got mad about it.
Yeah, this is just doing too much. I'm doing all the work, first of all. Second of all, now it's hot. I'm sweating. I got to lean over. The shift is in my ribs. Come on. Like, let's wait till we get home.
Well, okay then. Somebody's not fun. That's it for Weird Sex. Thank you guys so much for sending it in. Please keep sending the stories in. I really appreciate it.
So to dive right into this week's topics, Kiki, I am curious to know, shout out, what type of man would you be if you were a man? And what I mean by that is, would you be like a trick off nigga? Would you be a cheap nigga? Would you be a romantic nigga? Would you take your girl out? Would you want her to split bills with you? Would you pay all the bills? What would you be the nigga that you want, or do you think you would be?
I think I would be the nigga I want, except I am gonna be that nigga who's also a bit controlling. Because if
just
I'm
just so you know,
yeah, because I do feel like if I'm paying for everything and I am running shit around here, you need to listen. Now, I'm not saying I'm gonna be asking you to do nothing crazy, but I do expect you to do little things around the house if I'm providing you a life where you don't have to work. You can get some help, but you need to do little things around the house. I want a lot of sex, and I'm not trying to get no lip about it.
Now, what if it's not,
you need
like,
to look good.
What if it's not your girl? What if, like, what type of nigga are you out at the bar, at the club, and you meet some bad bitches, and they're like, hey, are you getting the drinks and for her and her friends?
Because it's going to be way less work if I get the drinks for you and your friends, and I'm going to probably eyeball and see what y'all got going on over there. I might just pick up the whole tab. Then I got you and your friends, because the friends are like, oh, I like that nigga for you. You know, I know how it goes because I was a woman in this first life. So I'm doing all of those things. I think it's going to make it easier for me, because I know it's easier for niggas when they spend money. They don't have to do as much. I would be nice. I would plan romantic dates. I would do all of the things because, and I don't even have to do it that long. I don't think I would be a bait and switch, but I've also never been in this position before, so I might. Because it's like, I know what you want. I can give you all of these things from the beginning. I don't want to say I'd be a love bomber, but I would definitely do these things. And then, you know, as long as you act right, not talking back and fucking me, then you can keep these privileges. Yeah, I would. What kind of nigga would you be?
I already know. I would be a trick off ass nigga. And I feel like if I was a nigga, I would be real fine and tall. Uh-huh. I know that I don't even want to say that I would be breaking hearts, because I'm still going to, I'm going to take care of multiple women and I'm going to treat y'all with respect. Like, I really am. I don't want to be the type of nigga where it's like, I'm taking care of you and I'm treating you like shit and I'm not picking up the phone. I'm going to pick up the phone, baby. Was there something that you needed? Okay, because I'm with such and such right now. Like, I'm going to hit you right. You need to go to Miami? Okay, I got you. I'm getting the flights right now.
You want
to
be Floyd Mayweather?
I would be Floyd Mayweather, but a little taller.
And maybe not abusive.
I wouldn't be abusive bitches. I would definitely be a trick off bitch. And like you said, like, you don't really have to do things around the house. We're good. But what I do need you to make sure that you do is you maintain your pretty and keep that thing right. Keep it tight.
I'm doing all this for somebody I'm not attracted to.
Right, exactly. And also, like, I get
if you lose it, you lose me too.
And that's how that's gonna go. I'm fucking your friends, and you just need to be okay with it. Like,
I'm not doing that. You are a fuck nigga.
Yeah, I would be. Okay. But I would be a respectful one. That's what I want everybody to know. Like, I'm not gonna be disrespecting bitches. Like, you're never gonna see me out, and let's say I am with another one of my girls and I don't talk to you. Come on. You wanna come home with us tonight too? Like, I'm spreading love. It's the Brooklyn way. I'm not from Brooklyn, but I do love that. Like,
well, you're not from Brooklyn.
No, my brother used to live there, and Biggie said it. He said, spread love is the Brooklyn way. So I'm just doing it the Brooklyn way. And so I would just be a lover. Like, I would have bitches with me all the time. Everybody's not getting fucked, but you do get some sort of incentive to be with
me. I wonder how promiscuous I would be if I was a man.
I feel like that would be the highlight of being a man. You get to be. And we're talking about we're get money. We have money. So I might even have like a doctor that always hangs with me so everybody's getting tested.
You know what? That's another thing that you, since you asked that, what do you think you would be doing to get all of this money?
I would be a lawyer.
Okay.
I know I would be a lawyer, and I would be like a really great one, and it would just be like, I probably would do a little bit of drugs. I would drink, what are those grown man drinks?
Whiskey.
What's it called though? What's that drink called? The Manhattan.
Oh.
I would be one of those guys where I'm at the bar, I'd wear a lot of tailored suits. My haircut is always like tapered. I'm fine as fuck. My teeth are nice. Skin is popping. And I'm a very respectful man. And all of the bitches want me. And I let them have me. And I respect everybody. It's not going to be no issues when you come around. Because like I said.
What do you mean by respect? You're not cussing them out?
Like, what I mean by respect is, like, you ever been fucking with somebody and you know he's not your boyfriend, and
yeah,
y'all don't owe each other anything, but it's like, maybe you're out and you see him out and he with somebody else and y'all just act like y'all don't see each other. I'm not going to do that game. I see you, baby girl. Okay. I would text you and be like, come, I know I see you. This might be odd. Come over, bring me the gentleman that you're with, and let's all just have a good time.
Not bring me the gentleman that you're with, girl. You are crazy.
I think I would just be like, a life is too short. Let's have a really good time if I had money and I was a nigga. Unfortunately, I don't feel like women can live their lives that way.
I'm wondering what my career is. I thought about being a lawyer before in this life. Maybe a lawyer, maybe a doctor. Something about the doctors that I find incredibly sexy. Or I might just be like somebody who has a career in finance. Mm-hmm. That would be good to get my money quickly.
Even an
and
architect.
Then I start investing into different things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the architecture because that involves geometry. I was never that great in that.
Angles. If you were a man, you probably would be good at it.
You think so?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know who I would be. I don't think I want to do that one, though. That would be a cool job to have, though. Like, imagine driving down the street and you see, this is the building I designed.
That is sexy. Imagine being on a date in a restaurant and you're like, I really love this restaurant. He's like, I actually designed this. He's like, let me show you a little secret tunnel that no one knows about, but I put it here.
I'm going to be scared of a secret tunnel, but that is cool.
If it's like a little sex tunnel. There's a little bed back there, a little lamp.
Could you imagine?
It's like, I bring bitches back here and fuck them and don't
nobody
know.
Obviously, because you didn't keep it stocked up for me. Yeah. I just met you yesterday.
That would be fun to just wake up and be a man for a few years. I wouldn't want to go back to being a woman.
I think,
though.
You know what, honestly, I would wake up stressed as fuck because then it's like, I have to get every day. It's like a money mission because everything I want and everything I need, I want some money. Or maybe I would be the dude that would just find a stupid girl that's going to take care of me. And then I could just be me all over again.
Yeah, but then you think about it, her family wouldn't like you. That would be stressful. I had one of my friends ask me today, he's a guy, and he was like, this is really random, but like, if you had the opportunity to choose, would you to be a man or a woman, would you pick to be a woman or would you ever want to be a man?
Definitely a woman.
I said definitely a woman, immediately a woman. I was like, I would never want to be a man. And he was like, why? And I think he thought I was going to say, because y'all got to do too much work. But no, my answer was actually, I would rather be a woman because I feel like women were just created with this level of selflessness. And then that sometimes we can't even help. We literally have, if you want to have a child, you have to sacrifice your body. You give birth to that child. When you look at a household, normally the mother is like the backbone, the heartbeat of the household. When dad is in charge, everything is going not right. You sneaking niggas in the back room because he's not paying attention. The little Ray Ray didn't make it to soccer practice on time. He can't find the uniform. I said, dads normally, well, men normally have like this level of, men be selfish. And I don't mean that with no disrespect because I love niggas. Y'all know it. But men be selfish. And I just don't want to be a man.
Well, I was going to say, I think with my genetics, I would be short. So, and that is like a fear. It's fine for me to be a short woman, but if I was a short man, oh my God, that's going to be even more stressful. So I hope if I was, well, I mean, not a hope, but I wish that if I ever come back to Earth and I'm a man, I would like to be a tall man. Preferably, I would like to look like Voodoo Dick or the Chris Brown looking nigga with the green eyes.
I would just want to look like Chris Brown. That nigga is so fine.
He's been looking a little cokey lately.
I like when he looks cokey. I don't know why that look is very attractive to me, but I would put the shit out of him. Him and Lil Baby are going on tour, and bitch, I'm trying to catch him in the city. I want them to run a train on me.
All right. So let's talk about the differences of having sex with women and men.
Have you, Key, I've never actually asked you this. Have you ever just had one-on-one sex with a woman?
No, I haven't.
It's all, have you wanted to or no?
I told you those are side dishes for me. Like
a mac and cheese side, like a collard green or a cold potato salad.
None of those are my favorites, so I don't know.
What's your favorite side? Those are staple sides.
I mean, those are good, but I think my favorite side is...
Corn? Don't say corn.
No.
Cream spinach?
Yams and cream spinach, actually. Oh. Those are two of my favorites. I love them. I like candy yams. I don't like... Don't you bring me no shit out of a can. And I don't like it in circles. I like it in slivers.
The yams?
Yeah, I don't like the circle. I mean, I can handle
the circles.
And I don't like chunks. And don't put all that marshmallow shit on there.
No, you better not put no marshmallow. I know that.
Ooh, and I don't want them all mashed up and mushy. I don't want a souffle. I want candied yams. Anyway, that's beside the point. I have not been with a woman. I forgot about quarantine.
How could you forget about that?
Well, because I was drunk every day. That's how.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun, but I want a nigga to be there because I want a dick inside of me.
A real one that has a heartbeat attached to it.
Yeah, and all we had was like fingers and stuff because I don't really like the dildos.
I don't like the strap-on. Like, I've tried it a few times. I really don't like it. Like, you got to give me a gift in order for me to use it. And it's always used on me. Apparently, you can't use it on the masculine girl in this. So...
They do have those double things. Maybe if you get another girlfriend.
More a girly girl.
Maybe. Or one that's just open to it. Would you try that?
I definitely would try it.
Have you tried it before? Anything.
I've never tried that. It's interesting because.
How do you keep it stationary?
What do you mean? Like, it goes
okay,
in
so
you.
Like if we had the double ended dildo and we're fucking it, right? But we're moving.
I think you have to have your rhythm down together. So it's
yeah,
not
that
like
that seems like that's
out.
Probably not going to be as fun at first. You got to.
I think together. You got to be high to enjoy that.
I'm not trying it.
I will one
but
day.
But let me know if you do and how it goes.
I will. And I'll let y'all know too. But so it's funny because like now that I'm having sex with a woman and sex with a man, sex with women is really exciting because you have to work. It's like women work smarter, not harder, to make you come. And they also just know the spots. Another thing that I really enjoy is that sometimes you can pull up to hang out with your girl and not have sex. Like, you, like
why
it's
would you
weird.
Want to
do like,
that?
Well, because like sometimes
I'm confused.
Sometimes I don't want to have sex. Sometimes if I pull up and I just want to cuddle or just hang out or just watch a movie and I don't want your hand creeping up my thigh, I want to just chill. Like, let's calm the fuck down. With niggas, I feel like when you pull up, you're fucking. Whether you want to or you don't. In the most non-rapey way. Like, you're going to just fuck because he's going to be trying. He wants to fuck you, and now you're going to be fucking him even though you're tired and you just got back from an 11-hour trip. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like niggas don't understand. Like, right now, I don't want to fuck. They're going to be mad. Bitches understand it. They're okay with cuddling. They're also, I'm not going to say that, but women are just like very, no matter how butch they try to be, they are so feminine. Have you ever had a nipple orgasm?
No.
I am experiencing so many different orgasms in ways that are not through my vagina, and it feels amazing. Happy Pride Month, you guys. Happy Pride.
So, explain to me this nipple orgasm. What does she do?
They do, like, she does the slightest thing at the tip of my nipple. Sometimes she really does it with her thumb. Have you ever been fingered by a thumb?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Eeky.
Yeah, like, and, you put the thumb in like
either
this.
Like that or like this.
So she was behind you?
She was in front of me. Like, and she just put her, like, let's act like this is me. She put her thumb like that.
Like this.
And
I
was
like
doing
like this
the slightest
motion. Play
motions.
With the top too. Because I really like clitoral stimulation.
There's something
my
about
favorite.
That thumb. It's just like,
yeah, I'm saying, like, when you put the thumb in and you have your other fingers outside that can get to the clit and the thumb inside, you got to have some strong hands to be able to move your fingers different.
So I guess what I'm saying, sex with
you
a
like
woman
women better.
No, that's not what I'm saying, because I love niggas. I'm never not going on a nigga. But sex with a woman is just more exciting. And my, it's just amazing, and it's beautiful. They be looking beautiful.
I mean, I guess I can agree with you, even though I haven't really had a lot of sex with just women, because I do like threesomes better than just sex.
So we're going on a trip, and I want to have a threesome with her, but three girls. I've never done that before. That's on my list of, like, fantasies.
Okay.
So we'll see if it happens. If that happens, that's going to be a bonus episode. That's going to be Patreon exclusive.
Are you going to film it and share with the class?
No. Immediately no.
Somebody told me to do that. I said, y'all got me fucked up.
Are you kidding me? For $15 a month?
Period.
No, nigga.
I don't even know what price, because I do have some good content. But.
I bet you do. Maybe you should just do the audio, because that would be sexy too, just releasing the audio. If you moan or talk during sex, I'm a moaner.
I'll have to go back and listen. I don't know. I got to make sure there's no identifiable voices.
How do you feel about, or have you ever done this? Have you ever been having sex, or not having sex, you're about to have sex, you're doing a little foreplay, he gives you head, and then you don't return the favor?
I feel fine. What do you mean? How do I feel about it? He gave me head and I didn't return the favor.
Yeah,
I chose not to do it, so I'm good.
And you're actually just done with it. Like, he gave you head and that's all you wanted, and you're just,
yeah, that,
like,
happens sometimes.
Do they get upset?
No. Sometimes they say, I just want to eat your pussy, and I'm like, I'm a little bit tired. Can we wait a little while? And they're like, no, I want to eat it now. Okay. We eat this pussy and that's it.
I'm going to sleep. Nigga, lights out.
Okay. Or I'm watching Housewives.
Has it ever happened to you? You gave him head and he didn't return the favor?
Yes, and I was pissed and I was ready to fight. And I was like, I'm about to act like I want to suck his dick again and bite that shit, because, excuse me,
sir,
that pissed me off. And I don't know why he didn't do it, because it wasn't like he has never done it. And he did it later, but I was like, no, it's tit for tat.
Like, you get some, I get some. So I can't have sex without head, so.
I can.
I've definitely done the, I don't return the favor, but you eating this pussy, and you eating it first, just in case.
Sometimes I just... This is what it is. Sometimes I don't like how they eat my pussy. And so if I don't like how they eat my pussy,
you're like, you don't deserve.
I don't even really make a big deal about it. Because sometimes I don't mind sucking your dick, because I like sucking your dick and you fuck me good. But the head part, it's just not there. And I don't feel like teaching right now. So we can just, you don't even have to do it, baby. So. And they're like, why not? They're always asking why not. And they probably think there's something wrong with me, but it's not. I don't like how you do it.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Very rude. What are some, what's one reason? I guess you just told me he ain't eat your pussy, right? So you're like, you're not getting no dick.
Why I wouldn't return the favor. Mm-hmm. That one. Or sometimes, honestly, y'all, I be talking so much, my jaw be tired.
I just don't
or
like
Or if
hit.
I feel like cotton mouth.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And it's like, if I have cotton mouth, I literally cannot perform.
If you've never spent money on me, I'm not giving you head. That's a very personal space in your mouth. So.
Yeah, like, so many things can happen in there. I have to do all these things to protect your little pee-pee from my teeth. I got to make sure I'm not gagging. There's so many things that go into it. And it is a chore. Eating a pussy
is
a lot
easy.
Easier.
It's so easy.
Than sucking a dick. It does not cause strain on your mouth at all, or your jaws, or your master muscles. I had to get a little injection to make sure the shit wasn't going to get too big.
See?
Because it's just like... It's just too much. No.
Again, women have to sacrifice so much.
Thank you.
On that note, we're going to move on to Indecisive Diane. When we come back, we have a bit of advice to share.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies. Okay, so listen. This week's date idea is a little spicy. It's not a place. It's not a thing. It's you texting your bae something nasty. Maybe he's at work right now. Text him. This pussy is calling for you. Leave him a little note. Put it on the front door. Tell him to knock twice. When he comes in, bust it open for him. Those legs, let him bust down those walls.
All right. So it's time for the advice. If you have advice that you'd like to send us, email us askcocktails@gmail.com.
All right. So this one says, high maintenance sugar daddy. That doesn't really go together. Hey, Kiki and Medina, super big fan of the show. I got to meet you guys at the Horrible Decisions live show, and you ladies were super pleasant and nice. Anyways, let's get to it. I met a sugar daddy in Atlanta a few months ago in January, and he decided he wanted to have an orgy with a few of his friends in February. I agreed to the orgy, and it was great. So was the money. 2 weeks go by, and a friend of his who attended the orgy asked for my number from my SB. What's SB?
Asked for my number from my sugar daddy.
Okay. We exchanged numbers, and he tells me he, too, would like to make an arrangement with me as well. Oh, okay. You a prostitute. I thought I had hit the jackpot because this man was in the NFL for 10 years and in the Super Bowl. Makes more than my SD. But the problem is he requires too much for too little money. He wants me to text and talk to him all day, gets mad when I don't respond after an hour, tell him sexy stories all the time of my sexual experiences, send him nudes, bring him other girls, and be available to him whenever he's in town. He's married, by the way, but thinks I don't know. But only wants to pay $500 per meet.
Hell no.
No. He offered an allowance of $1,000 a month, but
what are you going to do with $1,500?
I don't know. But I went with pay per meet. After about a month, I gave him the test of asking for $1,000 randomly for an emergency for my car. And he said no, because it was too out of the blue for that amount. You're not a sugar daddy, sir.
You're not.
I recently just got a good job, but the money he gives comes in handy when I want to buy extra things and not spend mine. LOL. But I feel that I could be getting more, and he's taking advantage of the situation. How should I go about asking for more money? Or should I just cut him off and let someone else deal with him? Because he's not my man and it's not that much money. And just stick to my sugar daddy. For reference, I'm 23 and he is 45. The sugar daddy is 43. Thanks, ladies. Sent from my iPhone.
Girl, you need to end that shit. Mm-hmm. He's not giving you enough and it's no reason to have the conversation. He already told you it's too out of the blue to ask for more. And he's 45. He hasn't played in the NFL for a minute. Okay. And his money is drying up. So he's riding the wave of, I used to play in the league. Let that shit go. That shit is dead. Get you somebody that's in there now. You're 23. You can get a current player.
That's true. Well, we don't know what she looks like. Current player is like a certain type of look.
Yeah, let's just that say too. That.
But if you do just want to give it one more shot, you have to be blunt and not care, not be embarrassed, not care about what might come out of his mouth. Like, I've definitely been in a situation like that where since he's trying you and he ain't having no conversation with you about it, you got to try that nigga. You just have to say like, hey, look, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm 23. You don't even have to say that. This is ridiculous. This is what I want. And if you can't give it to me, let's just not talk no more. Because sometimes I do like letting niggas who think they have money know that you really don't. So what you trying to do?
Yeah, because $500, you could go to work for
that. Ridiculous. Like, if someone is not at least meeting your highest bill, what are we doing? Like, you want something, you're going to get it. I need what I want in return.
You're taking up all my damn day. You want to talk on the phone, your sexy stories, and get nude?
If you want to talk on the phone,
how about $500 per nude? You need to flip the script on that bitch.
You do. And so, like, if you're going to be about this prostitute business, be about your prostitute business, bitch, and let that nigga know this is some broke nigga shit. And unless you're about to up the funds, I got to get up and leave you alone. You just got to be rude because this is rude.
It's so very rude.
Tell us how it goes. And you need to pay us for our advice.
When she get her new allowance.
Yes.
Okay. The next one says, hey, ladies, big fan, but please keep me private. So this is the issue. I was with my girl for 2 years and we are both from Chicago. I've been in Atlanta since 2006 and she moved to Atlanta for a job. She hated Atlanta and only stayed a year. She got a job back in Chicago and she wanted me to move back with her. I'm 39 and she is 38 and she was pressing me to get engaged, marry her, and have a baby all in the same year because of her clock and age. So that did not happen and we broke up in January. So I saw her on a dating app, but I kept it moving. I have not heard anything from her until last weekend. I reached out to her on her birthday in April and she hit me with the please don't contact me anymore. Damn. So I did not. But last weekend she called me like nothing happened. She was talking about regular stuff and then she proceeded to tell me that she was seeing someone after we broke up, got pregnant, but had an abortion. Damn.
That's too honest. Why you tell that nigga that?
She wanted to let him know why she was calling again. I was pregnant when you called last time, but I ended that shit.
That baby gone.
Okay. My question for you ladies is, do you think she is testing me? And also, what would you do in this situation? I get it that we are not together, but I realize that I don't have to put up with this in whatever state she is in now either. Thanks.
Here's what I want you to know, young man.
I don't even know what the question
is. I don't either, because this is from a man. You actually don't realize that you don't have to put up with this shit because you're putting up with it. You're sending in. And, like, I thank you for sending this letter in because we needed some content. But, like, you don't realize that. And there's something about her that you like, and you feel like it's worth it to give her another shot. We've all done dumb shit before. So you have to talk. You have to, like, think about it and be like, is it worth it? Because it seems like you kind of want to teeter. You want to give her another shot. And so if you do, just give her the shot. I'm not going to tell you not to give that bitch a shot. Because, look, we all been in some really ain't shit situations before. And you reach back out to somebody you did dirty because you really are feeling them. And you just, it was an unfortunate situation in the time of when you were trying to talk to me. I get that.
She only left you because you weren't giving her what she wanted. And I think you're probably one of those men that are scared of the M-word, marriage. She wanted a baby and she wanted to get engaged. She thought she had it, and now she misses you. Why y'all can't work it out? Why you don't want to have a baby? You old now, like us.
Yeah, stop playing. Give that bitch what she wants.
Or leave her the fuck alone. If you really don't want to get married and you really don't want kids and you know she wants that, leave her the fuck alone. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. All right, you guys. So now it is time for the cocktails. If you have a cocktail you want to send it to us at cocktails.atl@gmail.com. Okay, so this one says a real vaginal rejuvenation. Hey, my lovelies. I just wanted to tell y'all about my little hoetivities from last weekend. So me and my girl were supposed to have a girls' night. You know, dinner, drinks, then bar or lounge. Well, her mom got to calling about the baby, so she had to go early. Meanwhile, I looked way too good to be in the house. So I hit up a guy I've been talking to for a minute to see what he was doing. He was actually nearby on the strip, so I go link up with him. We literally sat in my car laughing and people watching for hours. It was a great time. Now, fun fact, I take Zoloft, an antidepressant, and since I had been taking it, my sex drive has been negative 74. No sexual thoughts, urges, nothing. Well, anyways, I get ready to leave him because it's like 2 a.m. and my head is killing me. I get out my car to hug him goodbye, and this man kisses me. When I tell you it lit a fire down at home, girl, I really had to go then. So once I leave, I hit up this other guy I talked to and been saying I'm definitely fucking once the opportunity is presented. Well, we linked up in the Sonic parking lot near my house. He hopped in my car, and when I tell you, this man was rock hard immediately, but he couldn't keep his hands to himself. He pulled his pretty ass peen out and began to stroke himself while staring at me and telling me how good I looked and smelled. He suggested we go somewhere. So I drove to my apartments and just parked near some cars. I don't know, rhyme. Girl, you parked next to the hoopties. He had no clue where we were. He realizes he forgot the protection in his car, so we go back to get it. Responsible.
Y'all better be responsible.
I had a brand new box in the house, but it was too cold and windy. Long story short, I got my back blew out in the front seat of my car, and it was everything I needed it to be after 3 years of no sex. He started off on top of me and then told me to turn over. Baby, them back shots drove me crazy. Meanwhile, he's telling me how amazing it is and how good I feel. Surprisingly, I actually came. I don't know the last time I was this sexually compatible with someone. Or maybe it was just a thrill. Hell, ain't had car sex since I was like 22. I'm well into my 30s now. Thanks for reading, ladies. Send from my T-Mobile 4G LTE device.
Okay. Not an iPhone, but thank you. It's not an iPhone.
Oh.
The device from T-Mobile. Thank you for sending. We appreciate it, sis.
Thank you, ladies, so much for always sending in your stories. And the guys, too. We do get a few from guys every now and then.
Appreciate it.
Make sure you guys buy your tickets to the live shows in Philly and New York.
Yeah.
And then make sure you purchase your game, I'm Curious to Know, at imcuriousto know.com. And check us out on Instagram at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Bean.
And until next week, you guys. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Wait on the track. Wait on the track.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Population.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Wait on the track.
Bye. 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 Bye.